All right, let's get to a round of Trump Tui brought to you by Apex Skin on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. We have Michelle in Fairlawn is going to play this round. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. You ready to play some Trump Tui?
I am.
Some Trump Tui. No, it's the game.
Yeah, it's full. That's the full Trump Tui.
It is.
All five.
Oh, I hate when people do that. Why did I just do that?
It's okay.
Here we go. Here's some Taylor Swift.
No, it's like, let's get a little bit of Trump Tui.
I take that
though.
Back.
Yeah.
I take that back. You want to start over? Yeah. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Whenever you're ready, ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Michelle.
Go. Michelle's in Fairlawn. She will be answering five questions in just a minute. Jen's making her way out of the studio. Producer Stevie keeps track of the score. So I'm going to ask you five questions. You know how the game works. There's a timer involved. I just need to make sure, or you need to make sure that you give me the answer before you hear the buzzer. That way your answer will count. When you're done, we'll grab Jen from the hallway, ask her the same five questions. If you answer more correctly, it'll be back. Back-to-back losses, and you'll win all that awesome stuff from Apex Skin. So let's get to it. Question number one. We start with Stanley Tucci. He is taking his food travel show across the pond with Tucci in Great Britain. This is a new spinoff of his Emmy-nominated series, Tucci in Italy. The five-episode series, by the way, follows him in his adoptive homeland, if you will, of Great Britain. So once again, back to Stanley Tucci. He stars in which movie that was released last month, and it's still in theaters?
Devil Wears Prada 2.
Very well done. Question number two. Come on. Lucky Charms and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They're teaming up with K-pop Demon Hunters for two limited edition cereals. I don't know if I love this one,
Steve. At first, I thought we were combining Lucky Charms and Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I didn't think that was going to work, but this might be worse.
I want to know what you think of this. The all-new Huntrix Peach Mango Lucky Charms. That's the one I don't know about, but I don't also like Love Peach. I don't know. Along with the return of the Saja Boys Secret Flavor Cinnamon Toast Crunch. My question to you, which of the cereals do you like better? Do you like Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Lucky Charms?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Question number two, three. Travis Kelce has serious FOMO after liking several social posts featuring his fiance Taylor Swift when she was at the Knicks game 4. He missed the game due to a Chiefs mini camp. Now, at that game, Taylor Swift and her crew had a series of puns on their T-shirts when they were at the game, incorporating the word Knicks. What did her shirt say on it when she was at the Knicks game?
CD Knicks.
Question number four. Very well done. Question number four. I'm surprised. Can you buy those anywhere? I'm surprised those aren't like for sale.
Coming.
They probably are.
Yeah, but every local clothing brand's working
on
it.
That was so smart and fun. Yep. Question number four. While the debate rages on about who should be the next James Bond, George Clooney, he raised his hand and said that Callum Turner should be the next for the iconic role. Which actor is the most recent to portray James Bond? I'm looking for his name.
Daniel Craig.
All right. Question number five. Former Disney star Bridget Mendler has denied any involvement in a surprise EP titled Once Again, which out of nowhere recently appeared on her Spotify and also her Apple Music profile.
I've been watching so many videos about this. There's so many conspiracies about her. I don't know if you're familiar.
Yeah, but what happened?
They think she's a time traveler. They've been saying that. So it was like originally for 2016 and something happened and now it actually came out.
No way. I did not see that at all. I loved it that you took a deep dive. So she addressed the situation on X and said, sorry to disappoint. This Spotify release was not me. End quote.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 10 years ago.
That's crazy. What a that is really, really fun. All right. So Bridget Mendler starred in which Disney Channel sitcom as Teddy Duncan?
I don't know. Penny Duncan.
Oh, there's the buzzer on that one. I'm sorry about that. So we're going to see how you did with the five questions. We'll talk more time traveler. Mm-hmm. We'll play the second round of Trump Tui. That's fantastic. So that is next on Star 102. Let's continue this round of Trump Tui on Star 102. Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites is brought to you by Apex Skin. Michelle's in Fairlawn answering five questions a minute ago. How did Michelle do?
Michelle got four.
Oh, my goodness.
Good job.
It's about to get interesting up in here.
Thank you, Jen. Appreciate that. You're right. It is
don't
four.
Thank me.
Could be back to back. Oh, excuse me.
Back to back.
Could be happening. Nice job, Michelle. Very well done.
Thank you.
Five questions, obviously the same ones we're going to ask Jen right now. This is brought to you by Apex Skin. Question number one, Stanley Tucci is taking his food travel show across the pond. It's called Tucci in Great Britain. So this is a new spinoff of his Emmy-nominated series, Tucci in Italy. So Stanley Tucci stars in which movie that was released last month, and it's still available in theaters?
Devil
Devil Wears Prada 2.
That's right. As we move to question number two and move to...
God. Every day, Stevie.
I know.
Nope.
You don't even think you like this.
Lucky Charms and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They're teaming up with K-pop Demon Hunters for two limited edition cereals. So the all-new Huntrix Peach Mango Lucky Charms. I'm not sure if I'm a little... Along with the return of the Saja Boys Secret Flavor Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Which cereal do you like better? Is it Cinnamon Toast Crunch or is it Lucky Charms?
God, that's a tough call.
You can just hang on to that
Lucky
answer.
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms it is. As we move to question number three, Travis Kelce has serious FOMO after liking several social media posts featuring his fiance Taylor Swift at the Knicks Game 4. He missed the game due to Chiefs minicamp. At the game, Taylor Swift and her crew had a series of puns on their shirts incorporating the Knicks. What did her shirt say?
Stevie Nicks.
It was Stevie Nicks. Question number four. While the debate rages on who should be the next James Bond, George Clooney weighed in and said it should be Callum Turner next for the iconic role. Which actor is the most recent to portray James Bond?
Daniel Craig?
It is.
Is it really?
Daniel Craig, absolutely. As we move to question number five.
I'm down to this one, Jen, or we'll have a tiebreaker question.
Stevie, you are so good at reminding me. Thanks.
Once again.
It's about to get interesting.
No.
It is. Question number five. Former Disney star. Former Disney star Bridget Mendler has denied any involvement in a surprise EP titled Once Again, which recently appeared on her Spotify and her Apple Music profiles. She addressed the situation on X and said, "Sorry to disappoint. This Spotify release was not me." Bridget Mendler starred in which Disney Channel sitcom as Teddy Duncan?
Don't look at me. This is an easy question.
Jesse knows it all.
There is a show called
Stevie's
Jesse.
Really mad that I made it to question five. She said it should be a question one. Good luck, Charlie.
Obviously.
Obviously, Stevie. Obviously. That was my next guess. So, yeah. It wasn't.
I'm sure you've never even heard of
it. I've never heard of it. I'm sorry. I hate the tiebreaker. I do. I hate it.
Tiebreaker time. They're tied at four, Stevie. Tied at four. All right. Here's how it works, Michelle. You know how this works. So does Jen, but I'm going to let everybody else know. So it's going to be a question closest to the actual number without going over the timer is still in play. I need the answer before you hear the buzzer. Jen will be writing down her answer as Michelle is giving me her answer to make everything fair. I'm going to go back to question number three. I'm going to go back to Travis Kelce. I want to know how many years has he played
in
the NFL?
I don't know.
How many years? Once again, this
14.
Is
14.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Here's your timer.
I don't know. I wrote down 11.
She clearly knows.
She knew. She knew. I was like, 14. What am I? Oh, she said it so quick. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
That's all right. You said 14. It was you're excited about it.
Of course.
Which means it could be back. To back.
No.
Tobacco laws is coming up.
That is the real disadvantage here, that you can say that.
Well, the advantage is this is brought to you by Apex Skin. So the Jen and Tim Show mug is yours. $50 Apex Skin gift card is yours. And you're qualified for the grand prize, an Apex Skin prize pack worth $250. Now you need to tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
I'm Michelle from Fairlawn, and I just trumped Chewy.
Let's play our final round of Trump Tui for the week on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. Oh, it's Shay in Eastlake. Shay, how are you?
I am good. How about yourself?
We are doing very well. Thank you for asking. We're excited that you're playing the game. Once again, brought to you by Apex Skin. So whenever you're ready, you've played before, you know how the game works. Just ask Jen to leave the room.
I love you, Jennifer, but can you please leave the room?
Well, thank you. I love you back, Shay. And yes, I can. Good luck.
Awesome. Jen's leaving the room. Producer Stevie, not leaving the room, staying in the studio with me, keeping track of the score. So you know how the game works, but for anybody listening for the first time, Jen's out of the studio. She does not listen to or participate in this part of the game. She will have her turn to answer the five questions, but it's all about Shay and her answering these five questions within the time limit. You know, there's a timer. There's a buzzer involved. Just give us the answer before you hear the buzzer. When you're done, we'll play a quick song so we can let Jen know it's her turn to answer the five questions, and we'll see if you can make it back to back to back wins. Question number one, the original stars of The Sandlot are reuniting in a new series currently in development. So this project is titled Dugout Dads, but has no other word yet on where the series is going to land or when it's going to premiere or anything else right as of yet. Which sport did the boys play all summer in the OG film The Sandlot?
Baseball.
Question number two, Olivia Rodrigo has dropped her third studio album. My 11-year-old has listened to the entire thing already and texted me this morning and see if I did. So then I text her back, how late were you up? Because it dropped at midnight last night.
Valid question. The whole thing takes
She's listening to the whole thing. I was like, no, I'm dead about it, you know, 20-minute drive to work. I can only listen to so much. So it's called You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So in Love. And the album is reportedly split into two themes, Girl So in Love and You Seem Pretty Sad. So which one of these songs is not by Olivia Rodrigo? The Cure or Man I Need?
The Cure.
Question number three. The Songwriters Hall of Fame ceremony was last night, and at 36 years of age, Taylor Swift became the youngest woman to receive the honor. Which artist was the youngest to ever be inducted at age 32? And here's a hint. He is known for songs like I Just Called to Say I Love You, Isn't She Lovely, and Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours.
Wonder.
All right, well done. Question number four. While the debate rages on about who should be the next James Bond, George Clooney raising his hand. Now, it's not himself, but he was talking to The Hollywood Reporter, and Clooney volunteered Callum Turner for the iconic role. Now, Callum Turner just got married this month to which global pop star?
Dua Lipa.
They look so good together. And in love and everything else.
The pictures
they look
so cool.
They were really, really cool. Yeah. Question number five. Former Disney star Bridget Mendler has denied any involvement in a surprise EP titled Once Again. It just appeared on streaming services as a new release. So, of course, this led fans to believe that she had returned to music after years away. Now, Bridget starred in which Disney Channel movie about a group of five kids who met in detention and formed a band? So, what is the name of that movie?
Oh, Good Luck, Charlie.
Let's go with that. We're going to see how you did with those. Jen has to answer the same five questions next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show, right in smack in the middle of this round of Trump Tui. Shay's in Eastlake. She did her job. She answered five questions a minute ago. How did Shay do?
Shay got three.
There you go.
Oh, good job, Shay.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Three of five. Very good.
It's about to get interesting. No. Up
Thank
in
you,
here.
Jen. Yes, it is. Oh, my
Don't
goodness.
Don't thank me when you play that.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for saying that yet again. Question number one. Remember,
again.
Jen, there is a timer, so make sure you give us your answer
before
you hear the buzzer. I just want to make everybody
know there's a timer. Hate the timer.
We get to question one. So,
because of the timer!
The original stars of the Sandlot are reuniting in a new series currently in development. The project is called Dugout Dads. No other word on where the series will land or when it's going to premiere. Which sport do the boys play all summer in the OG film?
Baseball.
It is baseball. As we move to question number two, Olivia Rodrigo has dropped her third album, You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So in Love. Now, the album is reportedly split into two themed parts, Girl So in Love and You Seem Pretty Sad. Which song is not by Olivia Rodrigo? The Cure or Man I Need?
Man I Need.
As we move to question number three, the Songwriters Hall of Fame ceremony, it was last night, and at 36 years of age, Taylor Swift became the youngest woman to receive the honor. Which artist, by the way, was the youngest to ever be inducted at the age of 32? And here's a hint. He was known for songs like I Just Called to Say I Love You, Isn't She Lovely, and Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours.
Stevie Wonder.
It is Stevie Wonder. As we move to question number four, while the debate rages on about who is going to be the next James Bond, George Clooney raised his hand and said, hey, I have a suggestion. Now, it's not himself, but he was talking to The Hollywood Reporter, and Clooney volunteered Callum Turner for the iconic role. Callum Turner just got married this month to which global pop star?
Dua Lipa.
It was Dua Lipa. As we move to question number five. You're on fire today, Jen.
Really
I don't know
are.
What's even happening.
Yeah, that's it.
Talk about people doing lunges and baseball games, and I don't even know what's going on. Let's move to question number five.
Quite a day.
It is quite a day. We need some rice. Former Disney star Bridget Mendler.
So stressed.
You?
Yeah, for her.
That's fair. Former Disney star Bridget Mendler has denied any involvement in a surprise EP titled Once Again.
I'm not stressed for you anymore.
Which appeared on streaming services.
Sorry, so it's okay if Tim does it.
As a new release. This led fans to believe that she had returned to music after years away. It's not the case. Bridget started which Disney Channel movie about a group of five kids who met in detention and formed band? Mm-hmm. We're looking for the name of the movie.
Mm-hmm. That was The Detention Band Takes Manhattan.
Oh, look at that. Manhattan never had a chance.
Never.
Lemonade Mouth.
What?
Lemonade Mouth.
There's a movie called Lemonade Mouth?
Yeah, and you should watch it, Jen. It's very good.
I'm not going to lie to you, Stevie. I'm not going to watch that.
Well, you should.
Jamesy's bra.
No, don't.
So, wait, where are the totals? I'm totally lost.
I have no idea.
Shay at three, Jen's at four.
Oh, she got four. She didn't get four. I was thinking it was tiny.
Sorry, Shay. For all of that.
That was a lot, Shay. It's all right.
It is okay.
It's always good to hear from you. We appreciate it, Shay, but you know what you need to say.
I do. I am Shay from Eastlake, and I did not trump Tui on Star 102.